from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
Tonight it's election day. A guy cried about his jacket on The Bachelorette. We have a lot of important news today, and we'll get to all of it. But first, I want to take a moment to share something that has me a little bit disturbed and certainly puzzled. The story goes like this: one of our producers, let's call her Maggie, because that's her name, Maggie. So let's call her that. Maggie was at a wedding in Greenwich, Connecticut over the weekend. She's staying at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And it's Friday night. She got back from the rehearsal dinner and turned on our show, which, by the way, Maggie, I appreciate. So she tuned into the local ABC affiliate on the cable system in the room. And this is the description she found of me in our show: chubby, cheeky comedian Jimmy Kimmel, late of cable TV's raunchy The Man Show, launched his own late night ABC talk variety series on January 26, 2003. Really? 19 years later, that's still what we're going with? Why do I feel like that's going to be in my obituary? Now, thanks whoever the hell did that. Things are getting better. According to the White House, 70% of U.S. adults are now fully vaccinated, and 80% are at least partially vaccinated. The other 20% are still waiting for the results of the clinical trial being conducted by Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets. I don't get it, because this is the part where peer pressure should kick in, right? A wave of popular opinion. Like, remember a few years ago when everybody was doing the Harlem Shake, and at first you thought, oh, that's dumb, but then like 80% of your friends on social media were doing it, and you're like, well, I guess I should do the Harlem Shake. And you shook, and this is kind of like that, except in this case, if you dance, you won't die on a ventilator, so why not? There's a new COVID variant making the rounds called Delta Plus. Delta Plus spreads faster and has 40% more leg room, which is nice. These new names they come up with have to be catchier, like hurricanes. We should start naming the new variants after prominent anti-vaxxers. I'm sorry, sir, you've tested positive for Scott Baio, for instance. Speaking of contagious viruses, we had a new episode of The Bachelorette tonight, and this might not be the most dramatic season ever, but it's definitely one of the dumbest. There was a showdown tonight between Peter the pizzapreneur and his handsome arch-enemy, Will.
You're not a man. You're a bully. You're a bully. You're gonna crumble in life if you keep this up. Yeah, pizza boy. See the checks that I cash, and then you call me a pizza boy. You'd be wishing you were a pizza boy, bro.
That money ain't bringing you character.
Brings me class.
It brings you a big mouth.
Bro, you hate my mouth because you wish you had it.
Was that an insult, or are they about to hook up? These two bros do not get along, bro. They had a Top Gun-themed challenge date on the show. Will won the challenge and got a Top Gun bomber jacket as the prize. That did not sit well with the pizza guy, who accused Will of stealing one of his great ideas, so he decided to do the unthinkable.
Will's hysterical. He's irrational. He came at me. He started with me. The jacket is a symbol of the disrespect that I continue to get.
So, the dude's gonna get a little taste of his own medicine, and I had to put him in his place.
Whoa, bro. Bro, no, you can't, bro. You can't drown another bro's jacket, bro. You can't do it. And even though that jacket was quite clearly water-resistant, its owner, the aforementioned Will, was not.
As long as you just kind of just sit there, kick it, you will forever be regarded as the bigger man.
I appreciate you, bro, but I'll be right back. I was hurt beyond words. I earned that jacket. That jacket was mine. Not only because it was mine, it's the meaning behind it. The man that ultimately, through any obstacle that Michelle and I go through in life, I'm gonna be there to overcome that. And Peter had to ruin it. Like, he really took it that far.
Bro, this man is really pushing my buttons, man.
No jacket buttons. He went full mental jacket. And even though it probably would have taken him 2 shakes to dry that jacket off, Will got a rose and the pizza jerk went home. He'll be back wedding jackets on Bachelor in Paradise. I have no doubt whatsoever. You know, there are a number of elections today in a few states, the big one being the race for governor in Virginia, where Terry McAuliffe has set a new world record for most emails ever sent from any human being ever. I got 11 emails from this guy asking for money on Halloween alone. He sent emails at 3:18 a.m., 4:02 a.m. Some were from his personal email. Others were from his iPhone. And this might be the saddest email I've ever gotten from a candidate. Have to wonder, are you even reading this? Yeah, unfortunately, I am. Now, leave me alone. I'm trying to get a 4-year-old into a T-Rex costume. I got 11 emails yesterday from him, the day before the election, including, no regrets, folks. Really, not even for emailing me 22 times in 48 hours? No regrets? 2:44 a.m. this morning. Need your eyes on this. Leave, my eyes are trying to sleep. He even sent an email asking if he was sending too many emails. Yes, you are. What part of unsubscribe are you not understanding? I get this constantly. I get it from the Trump people. I get it from the Democrats. At this point, I would pay to be left alone. I donate $100. We won't email you for a month. $250, 3 months. $500, maybe they'll let us live our lives for a year. President Biden is headed home right now. He was in Scotland for the UN Climate Change Conference, during which more than 100 world leaders agreed to end deforestation by the year 2030. Basically, they made a deal to save the Amazon from Amazon at this conference. The Queen of England addressed the summit. She had a video message asking leaders to act for our children and our children's children, all of which she's probably going to outlive. What is that woman, 1,000 years old now? She was around before the Earth even had climate. But the idea is, if we work together, we can save what's left of our planet's great forests just in time for Christmas tree season. The UN Secretary General got things off to a fun start. He told the delegates, we are, quote, digging our own graves. And Senator Joe Manchin was like, yeah, but if we stop, we're going to put a lot of grave diggers out of business. What about them? I don't know if we have more crazy people of below average intelligence in Congress now, or we're just noticing them more, but we have a lot of them, including this rocket scientist, the Honorable Louis Gohmert of Texas, who's trying to look at the bright side of catastrophic global warming.
I've read where experts have said, if you got a choice between the temperature getting slightly warmer or slightly colder, you want warmer, because if it's getting slightly colder, that means there's less time for crops to grow. If it's slightly warmer, not too much warmer, then you got more time for crops to grow, you got more food.
Right, but if there's no water, how do you... Oh, never mind, you big silly Gomer. Where I come from, when you get warmer, that means you're closer to finding where they done hid your birthday boots. And then we have the genius from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was fined not one, but 4 more times yesterday for refusing to wear a mask on the House floor. Klan Mom has been fined 20 times now for not wearing a mask, $48,000 in fines, which is a lot of truck nuts, you know? Can we please just fast forward to the part where she gets kicked out of Congress, her husband leaves her for a man, and she starts dating Pete Davidson, please? Marjorie, she's not the only one, by the way. Her fellow whack job from Colorado, Lauren Boebert, you know this, she's now sinking her rabid teeth into a right-wing rumor that Dr. Fauci and the National Institutes of Health used taxpayer money to torture dogs.
We need accountability. Fauci should be arrested for lying to Congress. He should be fired from his position as NIH director. We need a full investigation into just how many puppies were eaten alive on Fauci's watch.
Every time I see this woman speak, I expect it to turn into stepmother porn.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.